An international group of scientists and traditional native hunters have received a special conservation award for work done in tracking whales in the Arctic region and the Bering Sea. KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
An international project consisting of tribal, regional, state, and federal agencies has been honored with a Partnership Conservation Award from the Department of the Interior for the work done in tagging and tracking bowhead whales in the Arctic region. The main goal of the project was for scientists to work with native whale hunters from Alaska and the Northwest Territories in Canada to attach satellite tracking transmitters onto bowhead whales to study movement and habitat use in the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas, as well as across the Bering Strait and Russian waters. The Bowhead Whale Tracking Project was an international partnership between the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, the North Slope Bureau, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans, the Greenland Institute of Natural Resources, as well as whaling captains from the Eklavik and the Tuktoyaktuk Hunters and Trappers Committees in Canada. Lori Quakenbush is the Arctic Marine Mammal Program Leader for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She attributes much of the project's success to the knowledge and experience of the local whaling captains who helped attach transmitting tags at close range.
The people that were most involved and have the most experience with bowhead whales are the whalers themselves. And so we actually worked with the whalers to put the tags on. So we had people who are very familiar with approaching bowhead whales in boats, approaching them and tagging them with equipment that's similar to a harpoon that would be used for hunting.
Quakenbush confirms that since the project began in early 2006, more than 57 whales have been tagged. Some of the tags remained in place for longer than others, allowing a few individual whales to be tracked for more than a year. She said the partnership with the whaling community was important because scientists and local hunters were both interested in finding out more about the interaction between the large marine mammals and human developments.
The interest of the whaling community in knowing where bowhead whales go and when they're in certain places and how they might be interacting with oil and gas, especially concerns about seismic and drilling noise and how that changes bowhead behavior or migration paths, which is a concern to whalers if the whales are diverted around villages where whaling occurs, they would have less success.
The program was developed in 2005 and the first tags were attached in 2006. Since then, scientists have collected quite a bit of data and information about the whales, including location and diving depths, as well as time spent at specific depths, migration patterns and cycles, and interannual variabilities, or what whales do differently each year. Quakenbush says that after tracking whales for the past 4 years, scientists have uncovered some uncommon findings.
We had one whale go in between Banks Island and Victoria Island, which is sort of north of Canada in the eastern Beaufort Sea, go all the way through to a strait that was basically open towards Greenland, so pretty far north, and something that we haven't seen other tagged whales do.
Quakenbush says that that whale didn't make it through the full Northeast Passage over Canada, but was found to be approaching the range of Greenland bowhead whales that were previously considered to be from a different stock, implying the possibility that the two populations could be mixing. Previously, little was known about the winter activities of the bowhead whale population in the Bering Sea. Quakenbush notes that after tracking the whales for a few seasons, they have found that the whales generally tend to stay in the Bering Sea, however they do move more towards the Russian waters to the west. All of the collaborating entities received the U.S. Department of the Interior's Partner in Conservation Award for their work done in the Bowhead Whale Tracking Project. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.